Okay, we're starting at the top of Men Gimel Amid Aleph. We're discussing the issue of the Ein Shleach Devar Aveira or Ein Shleach Devar Aveira. Gemara's general premise is that there is Ein Shleach Devar Aveira. Gemara came up with one exception, which was Megillah, where we saw there was the Ein Shleach Devar Aveira. So Gemara wants to know, why don't we learn from Megillah then, rather than from anywhere else, that there is Shleach Devar Aveira? Why doesn't that become the Me'emet Sinu? So Gemara says, well, we won't do that because we have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'achad, we have Me'ilah and Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad, according to Beit Hillel, is the if I send someone else to take something, a pikadon that I am watching, then when they act on my behalf, then that's considered as if I was Shalech Yad, and I take responsibility, I have culpability for what the action that they took. So now we have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'achad, and we know the principle. When you have Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'achad, if the Torah wanted to establish a principle, it would have written it once. Once the Torah already writes it twice, the same din, that it becomes the exception and not the rule, unless we can find a tzrichusa, unless we can find a reason why it needed to write both of them. So that's according to Beit Hillel. The Gemara leapt up and said, what about Beit Shammai? According to Beit Shammai, Beshlichud Yad, Alkol Devar Pesha doesn't come to teach us that someone else can act on your behalf to create culpability, but rather that even if you have makshava to take the pikadon, you become responsible for the pikadon. So according to Beit Shammai, you only have one item or one limud that is telling us the shleach devar aveira, which is me'ilah. So then we should be able to learn from me'ilah the kolot Torah kula. Smart says no, because we have a case of tzvicha u'mechira. Tzvicha u'mechira is after someone has stolen an item, if they go ahead after they've stolen the item and then either sell it or shecht it, right, he's talking about a seh or a animals that the Torah is speaking about, then you have to pay arba v'chamisha, you have to pay four times or five times to replace it. So in that, the Gemara draws a hekesh between tvichla and mechira. So what's it? So mila, tvichla mechir shnei ketuvim b'yim echad, choshnei ketuvim b'chad im lamdim. So that's Beit Shammai's position. Now we have me'ila, and tvichla mechira are two psukim teaching you that there is a shliach devar aveira. Since they teach you there is a shliach devar aveira, those will be the exceptions and not the rule. What is tvichla mechira? So Gemara says me'ila, this is the third line on Men Gimel Amrav, Me'ilah Hada Amran. We've already explained what the case of Me'ilah is, that you're Shleach Devar Aveira. Tzvichu Mechira Mayhi. So what is Tzvichu Mechira? Amar Kra, Utvacho, O Mecharo. Ma Mechira Yidei Acher. Just like Mechira requires a third party to be involved, meaning that you have to sell it to someone, right? Af Tzvichu Yidei Acher. So too, Shechting can be accomplished by a third party. So if it can be accomplished by a third party, the Shechting, that means that you have culpability for someone else's actions. Today, Rabbi Shmuel Tana, O, the Rabbot at the Shliach, because it says, Tvacho, O Mecharo, so that O comes to include the Shliach, Tvei Chizkia Tana, the Rabbot at Takat, the Rabbot at the Shliach, because it says, Takat Ashor and Takat Hashseh, or that you have to pay Arbav Chamisha, right, Takat Ashor, Takat Hashseh, since the word Takat, one of those is extraneous, so that is the Rabbot at HaShliach. So that includes the Shliach, so according to Beit Shammai, now we have found two psukim that tell us the same din of Shliach the Barbe, and they will be the exceptions to the rule. The Gemara says, like we've seen earlier, that works well, right, that when you have two psukim, according to one who says when you have two psukim, that's the exception. Right, the one who says that even when you have two psukim, that's not the exception, but can be the rule, right, then how is he going to explain why we don't say shlech the dvar aveira v'chol ha-Torah kula? So it says, "Kali Rachmano b'shchutei chutz." That the by shchutei chutz, the Torah was megale that there is no such thing. Why? Because it says, "Dam yichashev la'ishahu dam shafach." Right. So that the person who shechs, right, kochim b'chutz, outside of the mikdash, right, he will be responsible. He'll be culpable for that action. But it says, "Dam yichashev la'ishahu," who is a miut, means who v'lo shlucho, that he alone will be culpable and not the person that, right, if he sends somebody, that will not make him, right, culpable for shkutei chutz. Right, so now the Gemara says, Ashkan gavi shkutei chutz. So now I have, by shkutei chutz, it is ancient of the Barabei Rab. How do I know in the rest of the Torah that's true. So it says, the Yolif Mishkutei Chutz. Because we learn out from Shkutei Chutz, the whole Torah Kula. It says, the Yolif Mishkutei Chutz.
I don't know, the Hadarah that says, make people aware of Hadarah. Yeah. What does he say about
Yehuda? Right, so I thought about that yesterday also. I don't know. He does. Before Umar says that, even when it says, Sheikh Dumim Im Lamdim, so Shlosha, Ehman Lamdim.
So we agree.
Right, so I thought so also that he has Shkut Echutz, now Tvichom Chira, and Me'ila, or Me'ila, Mishlichot Yad. Right, and the Gemara does not entertain it. I don't know why the, I didn't see the Rishonim mentioning it either. Right, that he does, right. But if he has straight Shkut Echutz, so I don't know why the Gemara doesn't go this way. The Gemara takes a different approach. Here. Where it says, right, why are you learning out of Shkutei Chutz? Learn out of Me'ila, learn out of Shlichut. Yeah, you have all these other pesukim to learn out. Why are you learning out of Shkutei Chutz? In the parsha of Shkutei Chutz, it says, the Nichrat Ha'ishahu, right, it says that person will be get karet. That mute, we don't need over here because we already have Dami Chashev La'ish Ha'hu. So we already have the mute of who by Shkutei Chutz. So now, an additional meal we don't need by Shkutei Chutz. So if it's not relevant to Shkutei Chutz, let's take it and use it as an application, L'chola Torah Kula, and L'chola Torah Kula will say, Ein Shliach L'dvar Aveira. Right, I'd say, Memetzinu, more like Memetzinu, that since the Torah revealed to us by Shkutei Chutz, this is the din, they don't have application in B'chol Torah Kula, and we have a specific passage that says, don't just apply to Shkutei Chutz, or what gives Shkutei Chutz precedence over other limudim like Mi'ila or other places, because we have an additional ahu, an additional miut by by Shkutei Chutz of Ahu. The man that Amar Shnei Ktuvim Abayim Kfarim Lamdim, Ani Ahu Ahu, my Dorish Behu. The one who says Shnei Ktuvim Abayim Kfarim Lamdim, he doesn't need these two miutim by Shkutei Chutz. With Shkutei Chutz, you can learn out from all the other cases that we brought above, right? Whether it's Korban Pesach, right? All the other cases where we showed that there was Ein Shliach the Devar Avera. And what does he need these two miutim by Shkutei Chutz? So he says, Chad, Minute, Shnaim Shochsim B'Sakin V'Shochatin. One comes to exclude if two people hold the sakin together and shochetim, mean it is Aisha who? Only he. When you do it yourself, then you're kaif Shkutei Chutz. If you involve another party, we have a second person who is shechting with you, that will not make you chayab for Shkutei Chutz. V'chad who? V'lo onus? Who? V'lo shugeg? Who? V'lo mut'eh? I mean, the exception here, one who does Shkutei Chutz must intend to do Shkutei Chutz, and not if he does it by onus or shugeg or makes a mistake, any of these items would be excluded from the parsha of Shkutei Chutz. So Mar says, V'idach. Now, according to one who says, Shnei Ktuvim Abayim Kefad Ar Malamdim, right? What does he do? How does he learn out these two items? So he says, Mehu Hahu. He learns out from the word, it says, Ish, in both these cases, instead of says, Ishahu, instead of Ishu, I don't know exactly what the Mew would be, but either the extra Ha, in both of these instances of Hahu, he'll learn two things out of each pasuk. You have a Mew from each pasuk, plus the additional Limud that we have here, Vidach, not surprisingly, Hu, Hahu, Lodorish. Right, that he doesn't have that limud, he doesn't have that expression. Right, the Ha'atani. So when I said, don't we have a Mishnah that says, Omer the Shluchot Seirogat and Nefesh, Hu Chayav, Vishochov Patur. Someone who sends someone else on their behalf to kill, right, on their behalf, they will be chayav. They will be culpable in that instance, meaning that there is Shliach the Dvar Avera. Shemai Zakein, I'm saying, who chayav? Sorry, over there. The shliach, the one who does the killing, is chayav. Shochav, the one who sends him, is patur. Right, it was up to Shammai, as a kenumer. Shem chagaya navi, shochav chayav. The one who sends him is culpable.
Yes.
Yes. According to Shammai, as a ken, there will be shliach in Dvar Avera. Right? And he has that, b'sovra, b'shem chagaya navi. Our answer is, say, nemar, oto, harakta, b'cher b'nei amon. Because when it first said, David HaMelech, when David HaMelech, after he has the affair with Bathsheba, he calls Uriah Hiti back from the battle, and he tells Yoav, sends a message back to Yoav. When he sends Uriah Hiti back, go out to the war, go close to the Chuma. Alright, he doesn't tell him, today he tells Yoav, take care of him. Yoav goes close to the wall, they retreat and leave Uriah Achiti exposed, and he's killed in the battle. So then when he's chastised later on, it says about David HaMelech, Oto Rakta, Bechev Bnei Amon, you killed Uriah Achiti, an expression to David HaMelech, that you were responsible, you're the one who killed him. David HaMelech wasn't the one who killed him, right? He was the one who just instructed Yoav to put him in a position that he would get killed. So my time the Shammai Zakein. What's the reasoning behind Shammai Zakein? So it's interesting that the Gemara is even asking my time the Shammai Zakein. First of all, he brought a pasuk. Second of all, he has it from Chagai and Avi. Right? So it's interesting that the Gemara still adds that. The Gemara says, time of the Shammai Zakein kasava. Because either he holds Shnei Ketuvim Vayachad Milamdim. First of all, he learns that two Ketuvim that come together are Milamed. Plus, in addition to that, Behu Ahu Lo Dorish. He doesn't learn out the din of who and hahu, so then he uses the who by shchut echutz to teach him about two people shechting an animal, who v'lo onis v'lo shogeg, and therefore he only has two psukim that teach about, Shliach the Dvar Avera. There is Shliach the Dvar Avera, and he also two psukim are malameit, and therefore he learns the kol to kula that there is Shliach the Dvar Avera. That's one attempt. Second attempt is ve'ibayit ema, right? The olam dorish. He really does dorish hahu hahu and hahu. My chayav, when he says chayav here means chayav b'dinei shemayim. When he says that those that send them are chayav, they're not chayav in Beis Din. Beis Din can't take them and execute them on this, but they'll be chayav in Shamayim. Nagmar says, Mechlau, Betana Kama Savar, Filim Medina Shamayim, Namu Potur. That suggests if Shamayim Zakein sends, the person sends him is Chayav Yidei Shamayim, then Betana Kama said the one who is Shaleach is Patur. You're going to suggest that someone who sends someone to kill on their behalf, it's going to be Patur Medina Shamayim, doesn't make sense. But it says, Elodina Rabu, Medina Zutta. No, they both agree that you're Chayav Yidei Shamayim. The question is, how much are you Chayav Yidei Shamayim? According to Shamayim Zakein, you're going to face, right, the equivalent of the death penalty, Mina Shemayim, is what you did. According to the Tanakamo, you're not chayav for killing necessarily, but you're chayav for acting in an inappropriate manner. So there'll be a different level of din or a different level of culpability with regards to Shemayim. How exactly to divide Dina Rabo and Dina Zuto, it's not clear, and I don't, you know, it's not so understandable, even in a sense, about what's Dina Rabo here, Dina Zuto. Ike Minayu, that's the difference between them. Ibai Dema, Shani Hatam, but it's different by murder. The murder will be different. The Goli Rachmanon. The Pasuk specifically says by murder that there is a Shlach the Dvar Avera because it's a Oto Rakta, the Cherub Bnei Amon. The specific Pasuk comes to teach us that there is a Shlach the Dvar Avera when it comes to Harigat, to killing. Vida. So now, what is the other opinion who says Ein Shlach the Dvar Avera? What does he do with this Pasuk of Oto Rakta, the Cherub Bnei Amon? So he says, Haridacha, the Cherub Bnei Amon. You are like the sword of Bnei Amon. Just like when Amon goes and kills, David's not held responsible. You're also not going to be responsible for the killing of, right, of Uriah Chiti, my taimo. What's the reason? Morid b'malchut haba. Right. So this was a Uriah Chiti was a morid b'malchut. So morid b'malchut comes along with Gemara. Gemara in Shabbos and Bava now says, "Call Mer David Chata Eno Elo Toeh." Anybody says David was Chateh, right, is mistaken. The Gemara talks about Kol Yotzei, right, Sarah b'nei David. Anybody goes out to battle, right, b'nei David, right, gave a get to their wives beforehand. In addition, this idea that Uriah Chiti was responsible for his own death was because he was Morid b'malchut. How is he morid b'malchut? So the Gemara says the Kamalei brings the pasuk v'adni Yoav v'chol avdei avduni al pnei asadei chonim. So when David HaMelech tells Yoav to go home to his wife, right? Uriah Chiti responds and says, "My master Yoav and all the masters of all the servants of my master al pnei asadei chonim are out at battle. How could I go home when everybody else is out at battle? It's inappropriate for me to go home, even though the king told him." So how was he morid b'malchut? So that needs to be Machlokas, have you shown him here? What was the Morid B'malchus? So one is Uriah Chiti to go home, but he's speaking about Yoav. He says, Yoav, my master Yoav, who's the general of the army, is out in battle, and so are the servants of my master, and he's saying that I won't go home. So now, what is the problem? What's the problem here? So there's different reasons. Rashi says, right? He's called Marid Malchus. Zehu Marad Shekarao Adon B'fnei HaMelech. Right? The problem was that he addressed the king inappropriately by saying that Yoav was his master. Meaning that the king is Yoav's master, and therefore when Uri Arkitu is coming, he should refer to the king as the Adon and not Yoav as the Adon. So referring to Yoav as Adon in front of the king was inappropriate. So that's what Rashi says the Marid Malchus is. Tosfos says, no, that the Marid Malchus is that, but that he was, that the, he says here, the Omer Rabbeinu Meir, Aviv Shel Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Meir, who's the father of Rabbeinu Tam, is also the father of the Rashbam, right, Rav Shmuel ben Meir, also the father of the Rivam, right? So these are the three of the famous Balei HaTosfot, the Rashbam, the Rivam, and Rabbeinu Tam. Their father was Rabbeinu Meir, who was the son-in-law of Rashi, right? This was Shmuel ben Meir. So he was the Rabbeinu Meir, Aviv Shel Rabbeinu Tam. Masha Amar Lo David, Shelech LeBeitol Echob L'Shtot, Rumiyein Badavar. The problem was that David told him, go home, eat and drink, and be with your wife. And Uri Yechiti says, no, I'm not going home. And he ends up not going home. He stays out of his house and sleeps by there and hands a bad act to the battle. So he refused the command of the king. So that's what the Marid Malchus was, not because of how he spoke, but rather because of his actions. He refused to carry out the orders of the king in going home. So that's less. And the last possibility that Tosfos brings the question, the Amerit Ayashi, Din Lomar, Adoni Yoav, Kodem HaMelech David. That's similar to what we have by Avram Avinu when he comes back from the battle with the stone, right? So he says over there, but when he comes back from the battle, it says that Baruch, right, Abraham, Asher lo minei tzarecha, Baruch l'tel elyon, Hashem yigein tzarecha. Meaning that, when he addresses, when Malki Tzedek addresses Abraham, he says Baruch, he blesses Abraham first, and then he blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when he says from that, he lost out, Malki Tzedek lost his status as a Kohen, because he addressed Abraham before he addressed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So same thing over here. What does Uri Arkiti do? He says first Adoni Yoav, and then he says Kol Avdei Adoni. Right, so first he speaks about his master Yoav, and then he speaks about all the servants of Adoni over here, which sounds like the king. Right, so he first addresses Yoav, and then the king, which is the inappropriate order. The king goes before the general. So three possibilities in how Uri Arkiti was Morid B'Malchut. Right, so then Abnei Asadim Amrava Imtim Salom Bar Sover Shammai. If you say Shammai says Shnei Keduim Ke'achad Milamdim Ve'hu Ha'hu Lo Dorish. Right, so if he holds that Shnei Keduim Ke'achad Or Milamdim, so there is Shliach the Devar of Eira, and Hu Ahu Lo Dorish, so he does not have Shkut Echutz to exclude, right, Shliach the Devar of Eira. Ve'omer L'Shlucho, if a person says to his emissary, his agent, say Ba'olet Arba Ba'cholet Echilim, go out and perform arayot, have an illicit relationship, or go out and eat chaylev. Shehu chayav, v'sholchav patur. Right, that the shliach is chayav, and the sender is patur. Shelo matzino b'chol ha-Torah, right, kula, we don't find anywhere in the Torah, zeneneh, zemitchayev. That the one gets the benefit, and the other one is then held culpable for it. So the, what's called arayot and chaylev, throughout the Torah are known as the Labim of Hana'a, and they also show up in other places like Mitasek. Right? The Gemara says that a person will not be held accountable for Mitasek. He's involved in something by accident, he violates an Aveira. When he's Mitasek, by Aveira, he won't be held Chayav. The exceptions to that rule are Chelev and Arayot. That when a person gets Hana'a, we can't say that he's Mitasek by Arayot. There's no such concept as Mitasek by Arayot and he'll be Potter. Because the mere fact that you get Hana'a already makes you much more connected, or right, draws that culpability to the one who gets hana'a. So just like mitasek, also chelv and arayot yechayav. Also over here, even if you say there is shliach the devar aveira, if the shliach is getting benefit, if he's the one who's experiencing the hana'a, in that case you can't say shochav or chayav. Then the shliach himself will be held culpable, will be the one chayav for the hana'a. So that's the question. Now, what's the question you should ask me right away? What was the one example that we said that was Shliach Dvar Avera? What was the first exception that we gave? Even according to the one, not like Shammai, according to the one who says there is any Shliach Dvar Avera, where do we say in that there is a case of Shliach Dvar Avera? That's my case of Me'ilah. Me'ilah, what's the case of Me'ilah over there? It's a case, one of the cases in the Mishnah in Me'ilah, is a case where they serve them meat. It's kosher. And they go ahead and eat it. So there you have a case where the Shliach goes and acts on the half of the Balabite, and the Balabite is Chayav for the eating, right, of the Shliach, the eating of the guests that are there. So that's what Tosfos says. Beim Tomar, Vayita Me'ilah. Right? Why don't we say, Zenene, Zen is Chayav. He says the Yesh Lomar, Tosfos gives an unbelievable answer here. He says, first of all, the Me'ilah, no Mitzchayav HaMeshaleach, Ayideh Hanat HaShaleach. That the reason you're Chayav by Me'ilah has nothing to do with the eating and the Hana'ah. What's the reason you're Chayav by Me'ilah? It's because you took something that was Kodesh, and then you made it into Chol. You used it for your own benefit. So he says, Ayideh HaGba'ah HaShaleach. That as soon as the Shaleach takes it and holds it and makes a kinyan on it, as soon as the Shaleach takes it, he becomes Chayav. Because the problem is not the eating of the meat. The problem is that you are going to use kochim for your own personal benefit or for chol. So as soon as you make a kinyan on it, you're chayav right away. There's nothing to talk about anymore. The eating, you're already eating chol. It's already yotzei mikochim. It's not even kodesh anymore. The violation of me'ilah already happened at the moment that he took the piece of meat. Laman, listen to this. Mesupak haya hari. So based on this principle, the re is the supak. But omer l'shliach hoshei yadcha v'kachol shemen v'tenem minasicha. If the Baal Bayit says, take it, put your hand into the barrel of oil, and you know, rub your hand in there. So there's no hagbah, and the what creates the Me'ilah is the Hanoah itself. There is no Agbah. Or, Sheva lo roach shel hekdesh. Sit down on this nice couch of hekdesh. Right, or these are rota ketches. Oh, hitchamein b'gizei olah. Wrap yourself up in these gizei olah. All these instances, v'ashkoch yadah dehem shel hekdesh. All these cases, the Shliach doesn't know it's hekdesh, but he is not being magbiah it. So the only thing he's getting is Hanoah. V'hashvo aso shliach ela min Hanoah. Im yitchayev ha-mishaleach. He brings it to suffix, whether this mishaleach, the sender in this instance, will be chayav, because it's a case of Zenene, Zen Mitchayev. So according to the way Tosfos learned, you can't have culpability in those instances. So you can't have culpability, the only where you will, and the cases of Me'ilah where you will have culpability when an agent acts on your behalf is only when he does a Derech Hagbah, right, where there is no Hanah involved. But if there is Hanah involved, maybe that the sender would be accepted from such a case. It's very, very, very interesting, Tosfos. Over here, I just wanted to point out, we mentioned this yesterday again, the Gemara in Baba Metzia talks about a case of a Chatzer, a case of a courtyard that acts on behalf of someone. And the Gemara says over there that the courtyard will act on your behalf and you'll be chayav. The Gemara says, how could it be? Now you have a shliach with the barbeira. When your chatzer acts on your behalf, then, right, you are having a shliach that works for you, and it's a shliach with barbeira. The Gemara has two answers there, right? I think it's Rav Asi and Rav Ina answer. Over there are two possibilities of why you're chayav by a chatzer, and there is a shliach with barbeira, but you won't in general be chayav for shliach with barbeira. What is that case, or what is the Gemara saying? One of them said that you're only chayav when the person has the option la'avid below the avid. Right? That when a shliach has an option to act on his own accord, right, then you can say ishlech with varvera. Because you say divrei arav, divrei tamid, divrei mishomim. Because this is a thinking person who has choices to do something or not do something. Therefore, there is no shlech with varvera. But when it comes to a chaser works ba'al korcha. Right? You can't, the chaser can't make a decision to do it or not to do it. In that case, there is shliach with varvera. That's one. That's one possibility. The other possibility of how why Shliach with Varvera by Chatzer works and not in other cases is because you have to be a Bar Chiyuva. In order to be culpable, the Shliach has to be a Bar Chiyuva. Only when he is a Bar Chiyuva, the Shliach is a Bar Chiyuva, will he be responsible, and the Shliach will not be responsible. But when the Shliach, like the Chatzer, is not a Bar Chiyuva, right, then the Shliach will be Chayav. So the Gemara says, Ika ben Yayu, what's the difference between two opinions? One opinion says you're only a Shliach with Bar Vera when the person is able to make discerning choices, and the other opinion is that you only ain't shliach the barbeir when the other person is a bar chiyuva. So Gemara brings down to right to a goy. It's not going to matter so much because there a goy doesn't have culpability. You know, I mean, it doesn't have culpability in that case. He may not be able to be a shliach for you. I mean, that's a different case. Gemara brings two rules, two exceptions, two things that would be between them. One is if you tell a woman to go and be makifa katan, you tell a woman to go cut off the payas of a katan. A woman is not a bar chiyuva when it comes to bal takiyuva. Latif. And on the other hand, she is a person who can be discerning. So according to the one who says she's a discerning person, you will not, the Shaleach, the one who sends her will not be Chayav, because Shaleach is Bar Avera when the person is discerning. On the other hand, right, according to the one who says that you have to be a Bar Chiyuva in order to not be Shaleach the Bar Avera, the woman will be Shaleach the Bar Avera, and the Shaleach, the one who sends her, will be Chayav. Number two, right, is the other exception is if a Kohen sends an Yisrael to be Mekadesh Grusha. But Yisrael, a Kohen sends an Yisrael to be Mekadesh Grusha on his behalf. The Yisrael is a discerning individual. The Kohen, right, but he's not a Bar Chiyuva because he can marry a Grusha. It's only the Kohen who can't marry the Grusha. So therefore, when he sends an Yisrael, again, if it's about discernment, this is a discerning person, there's an issue after the Bar Avera. If you say the issue is that he's a Bar Chiyuva, this Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, and the Kohen will be Chayav from being Mekadesh a Grusha. They be Chayav Mekadesh the Grusha because this person is not a Bar Chiyuva, and there is Shleach the Bar Avera when there's no Bar Chiyuva. Over there, Tosfos asks, in Bava Metzia, Tosfos asks, what do you mean? What's the Isser of being Mekadesh and Grusha? There's no Isser of being Mekadesh and Grusha. The Isser is of Hezbollah of the Grusha. But there's no Isser in being Mekadesh the Grusha itself. So Tosfos concludes over there, he brings down, he says, according to Rava, maybe the Nafkamina will be whether the Kedushin are Tosin or not. I mean, whether there's a Shleach the Bar Avera will matter, Agave, whether the Kedushin is Chal or not Chal. So what does that mean, whether Kedushin is Chal or not Chal? So this is what we discussed yesterday. When we say, Ein Shleach the Devar Avera, what does that mean, Ein Shleach the Devar Avera? Is that solely for the culpability? Meaning that the person who sends him, the Shaleach, right, will not be Chayav for the action of the Shleach. But the action of the Shleach will still be Mityaches, will still reference back to the Shaleach, and the action will be effective. So one possibility would be, when you Kohen makes a Kedushin with the Grusha, the Kedushin are effective, right, but quote-unquote, he's not culpable for those Kedushin, if you think there's a problem making having Kedushin with the Grusha. Or, the other possibility, which is what Tosfos suggests over there, is when you say, Shleach the Varveir, means the Shleach is not able to act as an agent anymore. He's not an agent on your behalf, period. If he's not an agent on your behalf, there is no Kedushin over here. So if you say, that's what Tosfos concludes over there, if you say, means no Kedushin whatsoever. So based on that, it sounds from the Tosfos there, and I mentioned yesterday, there were Rav Chaim. I'm sorry, that's Tosfos' conclusion. Tosfos does bring an alternative shot. When it means Kedushin, it means Kaddish and Baal. But he also was Boel. Not only was Mekadesh, but then afterwards with that Kedushin was Boel, and then retroactively it'll be Chayav for the Kedushin as well. Tosfos offers that other shot. In the conclusion, Tosfos says there's no Kedushin. So Rav Chaim also says this, that when you have some age Shleach and Bar Avera, means no Shlichus. It's God. This person is no longer your agent. Not are you not Chayav for his actions, but he's not your agent. And any action he takes does not reference back to you. I'll just point out to you here that Tosfos and Rashi here in Kedushin might sound a little different. I don't think it's Mukwach and Rashi, but Rashi, if you look in Rashi on Mem Bet Amud Bet, it says Ein Shliach. It's about the dead center of the Rashi's over there. It says Ein Shliach. It says Ein Shliach, Chashuv Shliach Dvareya, Sheyit Chayev Sholchot. So Rashi says, what is he not considered a Shliach for? That the sender will be culpable. It's as if he does it himself. So now Rashi adds in. Rashi could have just said he is Ein, right? That he's not his, he is not the agent of the Shochot. Rashi added in the world, she eats Chayev Alav. Right? So I say it's not Mukhraf, but Rashi sounds like the problem of the Vera has to do with culpability. That you're not the Shochot, the sender is not culpable. But the possibility is that the action of the Shleach will still be Mityaches back to the Shleach, and he still has agency powers. He has agency powers not to make him culpable, but to act, and the action will be reference or Mityaches back to the Shochot. Tosfos also the bottom and Bedam and Bed, he's talking about the Ela, and he says that the Ela is going to work here in the case that the Shliach is Shogeg, right? Because he doesn't, both of them have to be Shogeg, or I don't have to remember what's taking place with the Ela, and therefore the Shliach can act on behalf of the, right there, it seems to be that the Shlichos, there is Shlichos, when you have the Shliach to the Bar Avera, so it seems to suggest that there is a concept called Shlichos, even though you may not be able to pass on culpability, meaning that the Shliach may be able to act on behalf of the Baal, even though the Baal may not be Chayav. So again, Tosfos over here seems to sound differently than the Tosfos in Bava Metzia. I just want to point out those two tzadim to the Chakir, the possibility of what it means in Shleach Dvar Avera. Right now, the Gemara continues at the two dots. Ichmar. Rabba Mar Shliach Nasa Eid. Rabba says that a Shliach can also become an Eid, can also become a witness. Debate Rabbi Shila Amre, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. A Shliach, in our instances, cannot be made on the Dabar. If he's made the Shliach to do something, for instance, these Shliach to be Mekadesh Nisha on behalf of an individual, he cannot be one of the Eidei Kedushin. Meaning that once he's a Shliach, he's not allowed to do this. My time to debate Rabbi Shila, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Shila that Ein Shliach Nasa Eid? Ele Mishlam Zalo Amalei, right, Havali Eid. But the reason is because when the person sends it to Mekadesh Nisha, he didn't say to him specifically be an Eid. Well, what do you mean? El Mata, Kedesh Nisha B'fnei Shnayim, somebody that performs Kedushin in front of two witnesses, Velo Amarim Atem Aidai, and he doesn't say to them specifically, you are my Eidim. He doesn't pick or choose or specifically designate them as his Eidim. Akanami Golavi Kedushin. He would say it's not Kedushin. That's not true. Anybody witnesses and by Kedushin don't have to be designated. As long as they're there and they witness what's transpiring, they are witnesses. So why do they have to specifically tell the Shliach to be an Eid? Heck, the Shliach's there should make him an Eid by definition. Ella, Rava Mar Shliach Nasa Eid Alume Kalimna the Milte. Rav says that a Shliach is an Eid because he's even better. Meaning that the fact that the sender trusted this person to be a Shliach, to be his agent, then certainly to be an aid, right, he should be able to do because, right, he is, if he can perform agency, he certainly can be an aid. To be Rabbi Shulam, right, each Shliach is an aid, came into Amar, Shlucho Shel Adam, Kemoto Havalei Kigufei. Because when an agent goes and acts on behalf, we say what? Shlucho Shel Adam, Kimoto. He's so like you that it's as if he is you. If he's you, then he's no Gea Badavar. If he's no Gea Badavar, he can't be an aid. So that's the difference. But Rabbi Shila says that your Shliach can't become an aid because he's your agent. If he's your agent, he is, in some sense, is you. He becomes your, right? He becomes your a replacement of you. He's a replacement of you. He can't act as an aid, just like you couldn't act as an aid for something that happens to you. And Rav says, no. When you say it's an agency, maybe we say Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoto, but it's still agency. An agency, right, just says that I'm just a better acting person here. I have more power to act as a Shliach. That doesn't detract from my ability to be an aid over here. So now, Meitvei. So he says the three people go out and marry a woman for me. Echad shliach, ushnai meidim divrei beit shemai. One of them will act as the agent to go to Mekadesh Nisha, and two of them will be edim. That's what beit shemai says. But zolamim, kulam shluchim heim. They're all shluchim. Ve'im shliach, nase'ed. Because the shliach's not nase'ed. And therefore, okay, you can't have, according to Beit Hillel, all these people are shluchim, are all agents of the individual, and there's no edut. So Akan lo pligi ela bishlosha. Over here, they only argue when there are three people. Ava bishnayim, if you had two people there, dibre akol, right, lo. Right, that everybody would agree that the shluchim have to act as shluchim and not as, right, edim. That everybody would agree that there is no ein shliach nase'ed. So Gemara says, what's Rab going to do over here? Rab believes shliach nase'ed. And where we have Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai arguing by three that whether there's a shliach nase'ed or not, but they both agree when there's two that ein shliach nase'ed. So how could that be? So who da marki hai tano? He explains like this tano. What's that? It's a tanya. But Bryce said, Rabbi Nathan Omer, he explained my close between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel differently. Rabbi Nathan Omer, Beit Shammai Omerim shliach ve'ed echad. That Beit Shammai says that when you send these people, right, one of them will act as a shliach, and the other one can act as an aid, right? And therefore you need an additional aid. Right? The shliach goes ahead and delivers it, and then you'll just need to add one more aid to make this good eidut, because shliach not aid. A shliach can become an aid. So over here you have the shliach plus another aid, and you're good. No, shlichus and eidus are totally separate. The shliach can act, but then you need two different people to act as edim over here. You need two additional people to act as the edim. So now...
Why is Beit Shammai saying that they're split in Beit Shammai?
No, Beit Shammai says the shliach goes, and so therefore the shliach can also testify. He's one person, and now Beit Echad, you need an additional aid in this case. No, the shliach goes. The shliach is invalid to be aidut, so therefore, in addition to the shliach, you're going to need to aid him to testify over here. The price before is talking about three. Here, the price does not say three. So you have to suggest over here that it's not a case of three necessarily, or even if he sends three, one of them will act as shliach, the other two can be edim. Now they have a problem. Why? Because Rab kid Beit Shammai. That means Rab is holding like Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai says shliach nase'ed. Beit Hillel says ein shliach nase'ed. That means Rab is holding like Beit Shammai. So Rav says, ipuch, flip it around. Flip the opinions of Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai, so that Rav, who says, Ein, he says, Shliach Nasaid, will also be in line with the opinion of Beit Hillel that Shliach Nasaid. Rav Acha Beit Rava, Matne Ipcha. So Rav Acha Beit Rava solves the problem by having the opposite veil in the Amoraim. Rav Amar, Ein Shliach Nasaid, and the Beit Rav Shila, Amar, Shliach Nasaid. Rav says, there is no Shliach, Ein Shliach Nasaid, and Beit Rav Shila says, Shliach Nasaid. Therefore, Rav will now align with Beit Hillel, who says, Ein Shliach Nasaid. So basically, we're trying to line up. The Lach is like Rav, so we're trying to align Rav and the Beit Hillel. So you want them to say the same thing. So either you have to flip Beit Hillel to say Shliach Nasaid, just like Rav, which means that a Shliach can become or transfer into an Eid, or you have to say that Rav said Ein Shliach Nasaid, and therefore he's in line with Beit Hillel, who says Ein Shliach Nasaid. The Hilchasah, the Halacha is Shliach Nasaid. A Shliach can become an Eid based on the first flip that we did, which is like Rav, the first opinion when we said Rav says Shliach Nasaid, and when we flip the brayzer to read that Beit Hillel agrees that shliach not the aid, that a shliach can become an aid.
So,
right, the second brayzer which supports Rav. Rabbi Nachman says
mentioned before, and
we quote
further than whether an
aid
can become a
dayan. Right, aid, that's in that, very good. That's in the Gemara in Kitin. Whether aid nas or can aid nas a dayan, or whether it's aid shliach nas aid, and then aid nas a dayan. Because the question is, when he brings the, how many people does he have to present the get in front of? They present in front of two or three, right, depending on what you believe the shliach who brings in. It says find in front of. Does he now transfer into an aid or a dayan, and then they have three, or you have to give it in front of three? Because he's Ein Shliach Nasaid, Ein Eid Nasadayim. So that is the Gemara in Kitim, which is the Gemara in Chesed Yos. So now, Gemara says, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar L'Shnayim, Suvi Kichu Li Et Aisha, that he goes out and says, go marry this woman on my behalf, Hein Hein Shluchav, Hein Hein Eidav. Right? If he's Shliach Nasaid, then, right, they are the Shluchim, and they are also the Eidim, the Eidim Kiddushin, the Hein, the Gerushin. And the same is true by Gerushin. If he sends some Shliach out to present a get, then those witnesses will also be the Eidei Yisira when they give over the get. V'chein b'dinei memonot. And we see it true with money. If you send a Shliach to repay a loan on your behalf, then that Shliach, or those Shlichim, can become Eidim that the loan was repaid and given over in the money to the Malbim. V'tzricha, we need all three of these cases. Kiddushin, Gitin, and Memonot. Why? D'yashmina b'kiddushin. If you told me by kiddushin, mishum d'lamishra ka'ati. Because what are the Eidim doing over here? When they are mikadesh this isha, they are now making her asur to them. They're actually making it. It's a detrimental situation for them, because once she's married, or if they testify that she's married to this guy, that means that they're no longer able to marry her. So since that's the case, they're clearly not nogea b'davar, because by doing this, it's clear that they don't benefit. So by them not benefiting, we say that they can testify, they can be Eidim over here, even though they're shlichim. About gerushin, like gerushin, maybe nechush. Maybe the Eidim kind of like this woman, and by divorcing her, they're making her mutar to them. Because if he says, they can lie and say, look, oh yeah, he sent me to divorce her. They could lie as Eidim because it's to their benefit. What's their benefit? Now they can marry this woman. So since they can marry this woman, we would say possibly that they aren't Ein Shliach Nasaid in this case. The Gemash Malon, the Reb Nachman, that we do say, right, that Shliach Nasaid, the Iyash Me'inon Girushin. Maybe tell me, Mishum to Ita de la Beitrei Lochazia. Because why over there? You have two Eidim. So when he comes along, you have to have the two Eidim lie, right, and say that they gave, or that there was Gerushin over here. Well, if two of them lie, they can't both benefit. They both can't marry her. Only one of them can benefit. So the other guy is not going to lie to benefit his friend in order that he can marry her. I mean, that he doesn't have vested interest in lying. So that doesn't work. About Mamona, Amir Hanim, Mifleg Palge. Let's say that they're colluding, right? The two Eidim could split the money over here. They could say, listen, yeah, we repaid the Malveh, the Lova, right? The Lova sends the money to the Malveh, they pocket the money, and they say we gave it to the Malveh. Each of them splits, they get half and half of the money, so they both benefit, and so it's worth it for both of them to lie. So Kamash Malon, in all these cases, three, in all these instances, what that? the old position says that the shliach can nasa eight, and we don't say he is noger b'davar. Each one is a further chiddush that we say that shliach nasa eight in all instances. So Mar says Michael Shavar. What does he hold? Ika Shavar by this milva, by this dinim amonos. Why can the edim? Why can the shliachim become edim? What's the principle here? So Ika Shavar amalvet chaveru be'edim tzarach l'faro be'edim. Right? If someone borrows money from someone with edim, in front of the witnesses, he has to repay him in front of witnesses. Then hani nogeim be'edut ninhu. These guys are now nogea be'edut. Why are they nogea be'edut? So Rashi says over here, because what happens? You have a lova and a malva, right? So you have the lova borrowed money from the malva in front of edim. Now the lova is sending people back to repay the money. What Rashi says, what does he do? The lova in front of edim gives it over to the shlichim, right? And then the shlichim go and they have to return it to the malva. So now what happens? There are two possibilities of what the shlichim did. One is they pocketed the money. The other possibility is that they gave it to the malveh. Now, if they give it to the malveh, what happens? They are patur. They don't have to pay anything anymore. Whereas if they pocketed the money, they're chayav to pay it back to the malveh. So now that's the problem. If the malveh comes along and says to us, you know, right, the malveh comes and says, I never got the money. So now what happens? These two guys are becoming witnesses that they did pay in. Right, so now they're testifying on their own behalf. Because if they didn't pay him, or if the Malveh says they didn't pay him, and there are no witnesses to that, they're chayav. Why? Because the Malveh gave the money to them with witnesses. When he gave it to them with witnesses, they then have to what? They're now responsible for that money. So when they testify that they gave the money to the Malveh, they're actually making themselves patur from having to repay the Malveh the money that is missing. So they are nogea b'davar. So it can't be a case where we say, or under the belief that a Malveh chayav edim, tzarech l'faro be'edim. Right, he doesn't have to pay him with edim. Umigo, the yachle the meimar adrenal the lovet. Since they can say we returned it to lovet, chol lamar pareni lamalvet. We can say what that we paid off the malvet. Because now, if they don't have to, I mean, now they're no longer in nogea b'davar, right? Because they have two choices. They can make two claims. These shlichim can say either we returned it to the lovet, or they can say we gave it to the malvet. The fact that they gave save it to the either one of them will make them patur. So the fact now that they said what we're going to give it to the Malveh, we gave it to the Malveh, they're going to be believed, because they could have just said we gave it back to Lovet, and it would have been fine. So here they're not, Nogea, the Edutan, because it's not the Edus that drives the solution here, it's who they gave it to, whether they gave it to the Lovet or the Malveh. So Mariah says, actually, the Tikkun Rabban and Shvut HaSeit, at this point, since we now have a Shvut HaSeit, what will happen in this instance? Mishtabe Hane Edim Diabinan Le. The Edim take a Shvu'ah, that they gave the money to the Malveh. U Mishtabe Malveh, the Lo Shakula. The Malveh himself, right, will take a shvu'ah that he didn't receive it. Uparle lova the Malveh, and the lova will have to repay again the money to the Malveh. So in this case, right, they are no gimei tutam, right, because if they say they give it back to the Malveh, they're going to have to take a shvu'ah, right. So in that case, they are no gimei tutam. So therefore, we can't say they're believed anymore. I mean that the edim are no longer believed. Why would the edim be believed over here? Because if they say they gave it to the Malveh, right? What were the choices before when we said there was amigo? What were the choices? Choices is that if you borrow money, the Lovet borrows money with Edim, he doesn't have to return it with Edim. These three can go and they take the money back to the Malveh. They take it back to the lender. When they take the money back to the lender, we say they're believed that they gave the money to the lender, because why? They have two choices. They could either say we give it back to the Lovet or we give it to the Malveh. Either way, they're going to be put to it. So the fact they said they give it to the Malveh, they're going to be believed. But now that we establish something called and now, if they said they gave it back to the Lovet, right, they're a kofar bakol, because they said we gave it back to Lovet, they still have to take a shvuah. So now the fact that they have to take a shvuah when they give it back to Lovet takes that option away from them. If it takes that option away from them, then they no longer have the nigo. If they don't have the nigo, the edim are not going to really believe. If they're not believed, what do we do in such a situation? We say to the edim, swear to the Lovet that you gave the money to the Malveh, and the Malveh will swear to the Lovet that he never received any money, because he says these people are not ne'eman alai. They're not my shlichim, they're your shlichim. I don't have to listen to them when they're shvua. I'll take a shvua, I didn't receive it, and the Lovet will be chayav to pay the Malveh. All right, so that's the case here. And the final case is that these edim are no gia b'davar. Whether it's amal b'chaver beidim tzarach l'farah beidim, or whether it's amal b'chaver beidim ein tzarach l'farah beidim. Now we don't have, they're always nogea b'davar. Why are they nogea b'davar? Because they can never make the claim that they returned it to the lovet. They say they returned it to the lovet, they have to take a shivuah. That's why they'll avoid making that claim, and they'll only make the claim they gave it to the malvet. So again, that's why the edim are not believed over here, and they'll have to take a shivuah because they're not believed. It's a very, very important tosus over here, who says, once they take a shavuah, once they didn't take a shavuah, why don't they gain their ne'amanus back again? I mean, the reason that we said they're not believed over here is because, why, they have to take a shavuah. But now, once they've taken a shavuah, why aren't they believed? Right, so that's what Tosafot says. Look in Hashta Tikkun Abana Shavuot HaSeif, Im Tamar. After they swear they paid it, why aren't they believed? So shuv inam nogim beidut. Now they're no longer nogea beidut anymore because they took the shvuah. Once they take shvuah, they are believed totally. I mean, there is no responsibility or culpability for them anymore. Lo meri v'lekach ein ne'emanim la'achar shenishbu'u mishum derachman amar al pishnai meidim yakum davar. The mashma ne'emim dibur bovad. That eidim have to believe on their statement. When you call eidus, and eidus is ne'eman, that's only when it's their statement that makes them believe. The mashma ne'emim dibur bovad. Aval eidim ha'te'unim, or te'unim li'shava kolim she'aminu d'rehem. That if only through a shvuah will they believe, ein mamash beidutam. Their eidus falls away. It's the shvuah that now acts, and not the eidus. It's an amazing statement by Tosfos. Tosfos says that once you are obligated to take a shavuah, you're no longer edim. Your edus goes away. What makes you worker, what we're makil here, that gives you ne'amanus is the shavuah. You're not acting as edim anymore. And that's why over here, after they take the shavuah, that doesn't help them to be any more ne'aman. Doesn't help them to be considered ne'aman in this instance over here. Right? Alright, so just to chazer quickly on what we just learned here. Right? The Gemara establishes that there is shliach not to aid based on Rav being aligned with Beit Hillel. Rav Nachman says because of that, shliach has to aid applies by Kiddushin, Gerushin, and Mimonanos. So by the case of Kiddushin and Gerushin, we understand how you have the shliach not to aid and why they'd be ne'aman, because they're not nogea b'davar in these instances. Rav is by Mimonanos. How do we create a case where they are ne'eman, where they're believed, and they're not nogea b'davar? So Gemara says the only case we have that is if we have the principle that amal v'chaveru ein tzarach l'farah b'edim. Whoever lends money with edim does not have to repay it with edim. Therefore, these shlichim have equal claim to say they gave it back to the loveh, or they gave it to the malveh. And since they had amigo, they could have said they gave it back to the loveh. They're believed that they gave it to the malveh, and they would not be considered nogea b'davar. And that's a case of shliach ha'se'ed by the mona. Mark concludes and says, but today we don't have that. Because we now have a takana of Shvuot HaHetzed, the Rabbanan introduces Shvuot HaHetzed that even when you're kofar bakol, you still have to take a shvuah. In that instance, the shlichim now don't have a good claim to say they gave it back to the lovet. If they say they gave it back to the lovet, they'll have to take a shvuah. That's the case. They no longer have ne'amanus. They don't have ne'amanus, right? What do we make them do? We make them take a shvuah that they gave it to the malvet. So those ask, well, once they take a shvuah that they give to the malvet, but why don't they gain back their ne'amanus, that they should be able to, right, say that they paid the money and the lovet should be off the hook here? We say that's no. That once Edim had to take a shavuah to be ma'amin dvarah, to establish what their testimony is, they're no longer Edim. They're no longer functioning like Edim. They're functioning as their shavuah is what works. And that is poter then. That removes their culpability. But they're no longer Edim to be ne'aman, that we say the lovet is now poter. Because if the malvah takes the shavuah, they need to receive it, the lovet will still be culpable. And that's the big finish of Tosfos over here. Alright, now, Gemara continues. Aish Mekadesh et Bito. Person, right, can be Mekadesh, his daughter. So Gemara says, Tan Hatam, Nara Umurasa, he va'avia mekablim et Bito. That he, she, or her father can accept the get on her behalf. Amar Rav Yehuda, Aish Yadayim Zochot Ke'achad. And that two people can't be empowered to accept the get. Ela avia mekabel et Bito. Only her father is empowered to get a get. B'choshe ein yukhola lishmort Bito. Ein yukhola. And any woman who cannot guard her get, I mean, you can't take care of her get, you can't divorce her. So Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Ki machloket gerushin, kach machloket the kiddushin. Just like there's a machlokes in gerushin, there's also a machlokes in kiddushin. Meaning that Rabbi Yehuda is going to say by a ne'ara that only the father can accept kiddushin on our behalf, the daughter cannot accept kiddushin on our behalf. Meaning that the same machlokes we had by gerushin, that Rabbi Yehuda says only the father works, whereas the time comes that it's for the father and the daughter, same thing by Kiddushin. right? Not Rav, like Kiddushin, right? It'll be or the father or the daughter, according to the Tanakhama. According to Yehuda, only the father will be empowered to accept Kiddushin, not the Na'ara. Rav Yochanan Amar, Machloket Girushin, Aval Kiddushin, Debra Kol Avia Avalohi. He says that the Machloket is by Girushin. Divided by Kiddushin, everybody agrees only her father can act to accept Kiddushin on her behalf. So, Amar Rav Yosef Rav China, my time with Rav Yochanan. What's the reason behind Rav Yochanan? I'll leave it to Rabbanon. According to the Rabbanon, what's the reasoning behind Rav Yochanan? That by, when it comes to Girushin, they say that she or her father is empowered to act. Whereas when it comes to Kiddushin, only her father is empowered to act. Why should that be? So, why says Girushin, the Machneset at Samadu Shutavia, once she gets divorced, where does she go now? Once she's divorced, she now goes back into her father's possession. So it's to her father's benefit. Therefore, ben he or ben avia, whether she or her father can accept the get, because the benefit is for the father. Now she's returning to the possession of the father. Whereas kiddushin de mafgat, that's my reshut avia. When he takes kiddushin, kiddushin removes her from her father's possession. If it was her father's possession, avia, then only the father can act to remove her from his possession, below he, but she cannot act to remove herself from her father's possession. Mar says, is that really true? Vare Ma'amar. Ma'amar is a case, right, where a Yabam, where a woman who is waiting for Yibum, they're abundant and established, there'll be a process of Kiddushin called Ma'amar. Vare Ma'amar, the Mafkadat Smarber Shutavia, a case of Ma'amar where she removes herself from her father's possession, Bitznan, and we have a Mishnah by Ma'amar, Ktana Mina Eusin. Right, a Ktana, that is a Shomer Yabam, who felt she was only engaged, she never really got married, she never had assumed she was somebody who sinned, she's waiting to be a Yabam, and they want to perform Ma'amar, Inusim Ba Ma'amar, Element Atavia. Right, but you can only make Ma'amar with their father's acquiescence, because a Ktana can't accept Ma'amar, she doesn't have Ein Yad Katan, she can't act over here. Ben Nara, Ben Midat Atzma, Ben Atavia. Right, that whether it's her father or herself can create the Ma'amar over here. Yet, what does Ma'amar do? Ma'amar removes her from the possession of the father, and yet she or her father can act over here. So it undermines the reasoning of, or at least what we're assigning the reasoning to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says there's a difference. When she is going into the father's possession, either she or the father can act. When she's leaving the father's possession, only the father can act and not her. That's why by Gerushin, both of them can accept the get. By Kiddushin, only the father can accept Kiddushin. Mar says that's not true, because we see it in the Kiddushin equivalent, which is Ma'amar, where both she and the father can act, despite the fact that she's leaving the father's possession. So that'll be a question. We'll have to deal tomorrow and find out really, redevelop what the position of Rabbi Yochanan's explanation for Rabbi Yochanan is. We'll stop over here.